those verses and some things surrounding that. Talked about that God's word is His will. Verse 20 says, "My son, give attention to my words." His words are His will. His words, it says, are health to all our flesh. They're life to those who find them, health to all their flesh. And we can find out His word by attending to His word, by inclining our ears to His word, and that's how those words are going to become health to all their flesh. They don't get that way just by sitting, you know, your Bible sitting on your dresser. Just because the power of God is available, just because it's there, does not mean it's going to be active in our bodies, in our life, just by sitting there. No more than, you know, everybody here probably has a medicine cabinet or somewhere where you keep aspirin or anything like that. If you have that aspirin or ibuprofen or whatever sitting in your cabinet, it won't do anything to affect your body by sitting there. Even though it's there, even though it's potent, it won't do anything, will it? No. Will it do anything if you carry it around with you all day? But if you shake it real good, put it in water and dissolve it, and look at it? What if you jump up and down and twirl around? What if you say, "Oh, I want this to heal me," or "I want this, I want to feel better, I just want to feel better now," and it's still sitting there? Is it going to do any good? No. Well, how many people are doing that with God, though? They're like jumping around. They won't take the medicine. They won't do what He said, but they want to feel better. They want the results, but they don't want to follow the directions. Well, if you went to your doctor and said, "I don't know what's wrong. I walked around with this medicine all day in my pocket. It was with me 24/7. The last 24 hours it's been with me. I don't understand what's wrong." What kind of look do you think you would get? Huh? You say, "Okay, are you in the right part of the hospital here? Do you need to go to the part where they examine your head?" Because that's not how it works. But people, they beg God or say, "Well, God, I need to be healed." Well, it's the same thing as the medicine sitting in your cabinet. You say, "Well, I really want to feel better." Okay? It's not going to work that way. It doesn't work. And people think it's up to God, and it's not up to God. His word is the same. I mean, we haven't even been on the earth that long, but you that have had a Bible, my Bible's, I don't know, this one's a few years old. I wore another one out, and this is kind of my preaching Bible. I don't know how many years old this is, but in the time I've had it, the word hasn't changed. Some of you may have a real old Bible, maybe even an heirloom. Anybody have like an heirloom Bible? Something that's like, you could have a Bible that's hundreds of years old. The Bible didn't change. That whole time, those words didn't change. And they were there, whether you own an old Bible or not, they were there before you came on the scene. They're not going to change. It's just as potent before you arrived and I arrived on the earth as it is now. And it's just as potent as when it was put down in the original form, because Jesus is the Word, John says. He's the Word made flesh, so he's always been around. And so it's just as potent. His will is the same today as it was 20 years ago. It's the same today as it was before you found anything out about healing in the Bible. You know God's will. Before we found out or ever heard the Word of God on healing, God's Word and His will was already to heal. Did you know that? Do we accept that? Before we got born again, Jesus had already come. It was God's will for us to be saved before we heard it. But it didn't do any good in our lives until we heard it and then we acted on it. Right? Did God's will change once you heard the word? Did God's word change once you acted on the word?
No.
His will didn't change. What changed? We acted on it. It's the same as that medicine is sitting in your cabinet, and all of a sudden you take it, and then it starts working in your body. Oh, I feel better. Well, what changed? The medicine didn't change. Did it? It's the same as it was. It was sitting there, and it, you know, before you bought it, it was in the store. It was still just as potent, but we need to do something. So His will is the same. We need to get it settled. It's not about His will. His will is the same now as it was yesterday. And last week when we were preaching, same thing. A year ago when we were preaching on faith and healing, it was still the same. Amen. Just letting it sink in. 3 years ago, His will was the same 3 years ago as it is right now. And you know, if in another 3 years, will God's will have changed? No. It's the same. He does not change. We don't have to work on His part. Some people are, you know, we're trying to work on His part. Get God to move. It's not the problem. Because He's not changing. He's going to act the same. He's going to be the same. If His healing power was ever ready to be manifested, it's ready right now. Because He didn't change. All of it that we read in the Bible, when Jesus walked the earth, God's will was manifested and shown in Jesus. Let's turn over to Acts 10:38. Acts 10:38. It says, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil, or by the devil, for God was with him. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Hold your finger there and look at John 6:38. John 6:38. Everybody there? It says, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. I'll read it again. This is Jesus speaking. He said, for I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So whose will was Jesus doing? God the Father. The three in one, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, but He came manifest in the flesh to do the Lord's, or the God the Father's will. Hold your finger there, so you have three places. I think you can handle it. John 1, verse 1. Everybody there? It says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, or was with God, and the Word was God. Well, go ahead and keep reading. He was in the beginning with God, and all things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And in verse 14, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. So who's it talking about? Jesus. Verse 1 said, in the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was Jesus. You know, Jesus has always been. And the Word was with God. Jesus was with God. He is God. He was with God, and then it says the Word was God. So Jesus has always been, he's always been with God, and he has always been God. So the Word we're talking about has always been. Verse 14, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. So he became flesh and dwelt among us, dwelt among men on earth. And when he came, go back over to John 6:38. When he came, we just read, he came, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Verse 38, John 6:38 says, for I have come down from heaven. He came down. Why? Not to do his own will. It says, not to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. So he was manifest in the earth, and he walked about doing the Father's will. You say, well, he's God. You know, I thought they'd be the same. Well, he was walking as a man when he was here. And you know, when he was in the garden, he said, not my will, but yours be done. Now, he's talking about, he's suffering in the flesh. You don't think his flesh wanted to just get out of that? You think he wanted to go through this humiliation and torture? He felt just like you feel, but he conquered every sin. He didn't yield to it. But you don't think if there was another way, he wouldn't have wanted it? But he didn't do that. He submitted to the will of the Father. So he came down to do the will of the Father. So go back over now to Acts 10:38. Come full circle here. Says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. So he was the Word, but he came, the Word became flesh, and he was anointed by God with the Holy Spirit and power. So how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. God was with him. He was anointed by the Holy Spirit to do the will of God. He was anointed with the Holy Spirit and with power, and he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. What did he say he came down to do? The will of the Father. And what does it say that he came and did? He went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. So what can you conclude is the will of God? To do good and to heal all who were oppressed by the devil. Amen. Just from this verse and what we just read, you can know that it is God's will. God's will is to do good and to heal all that were oppressed of the devil, because that's what Jesus did, and the Bible says he came to do the will of the Father. Do you think he accomplished what he came to do?
Yes.
So it's his will. It always has been his will. And it is his will now. Jesus was doing God's will when he went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil. He was doing the will of God. God's will hasn't changed about healing all those who are oppressed by the devil. It has not changed. He did not change from 2,000 years ago to now. If it was God's will to heal all that were oppressed by the devil, then it is his will now. Right now. There's nothing's going to change tomorrow. Nothing's going to change next week that all of a sudden makes it more his will. See, it doesn't have anything to do with people say they're waiting on God, but God isn't changing. If we think we're waiting on God, we're going to be waiting forever. Because he's not going to change. In this area, his will is already settled. He's already put it down. Jesus said he came to do the will of the Father, and he went about doing good and healing all oppressed of the devil. You can find nowhere where Jesus put sickness on anybody. And you can't find anywhere where he said, oh, well, it's the will of the Father that you should be like that, and I'll just leave you. Anybody that came to Jesus for healing in faith was healed. There isn't anything else in the Bible that says anything different than that. So where did all this other junk come from? Men explaining, reasoning. But you can't get it from the Bible. Jesus shows the perfect will of God. That is his will. What you see Jesus doing... Surely if it were God's will to put sickness on somebody, you would have seen Jesus do it at least once. Don't you think the Holy Spirit would have inspired Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John to write it down and Jesus to do it if that were his will?
Yes.
At least once? And so Jesus would have had to do it. And if he would have done it, don't you think that would have been important enough? He wouldn't want to give the wrong impression, would he? So, Jesus is the will of the Father, and you just look at his life, what he did. It's not that hard. Men complicate it. The Bible says that God never changes, so we can know for certain that it's God's will to heal everyone. Why? Because Jesus went about doing good and healing how many?
All
who were oppressed of the devil. And then you can learn another thing there. Who's the one that puts sickness on people? Where does it come from? What's the source? It's the devil. In the earth. Why is sickness in the earth? Am I saying that he goes about specifically and, you know, makes people sick all the time? Not necessarily. There's sickness in the earth. So I'm not saying he, and definitely not him personally. You realize there's a hierarchy in the kingdom of darkness. It's a messed up hierarchy. But there is one. In other words, you probably have never come face to face with the devil. I mean, Satan himself is probably, you've probably never come in contact with him one way or another. Now, you may have, but you probably haven't. But you've definitely come into contact with demons, whether you know it or not. The Satan himself, he's not omnipresent like God is. He can't be everywhere at once. He's not the equal opposite force of God. He's nowhere near. He's a created being. He's a fallen created being. Now, he's smart, and don't underestimate him, but he's not God, and he's not an opposite of God. He can't be everywhere at once, and he doesn't know everything. Some people act like he knows everything. He doesn't know everything. He doesn't know everything you're thinking either. If you don't blurt it out and act like he's getting to you, he doesn't know everything. Well, it sure seems like he does. Yeah, because he knows people. He's seen, I mean, you're not the first people he's seen. I'm not the first person he's seen. He's seen generation after generation of people. He can see you coming a mile away. Talk about knowing the personality types. He's got them mapped. He already knows what you are. And he knows I'll just push this button here and then I'll walk away for, they'll mess themselves up for a year if I just go beep. Get these two fighting, all I have to do is go beep, beep, okay, and I'll walk away. Now, I'm not even saying it's not necessarily him, but he knows, and he has imps that follow him, but he's not God. You don't have to be scared of him. But he's the author of sickness. The Bible says Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. So the Bible is God speaking to each one of us personally. That's why it's so important for us to read the Bible. Jesus is the Word, and He was the Word made flesh. This is the Word. Well, if this is God speaking to you, you've heard me say it too, that the Bible is God speaking to us personally. And if Jesus' earthly ministry was the express will of God, so since it was Jesus who came in the flesh in John 1 that we read, you could say that Jesus is God speaking to us personally. When we look at Jesus in the Bible, it's God speaking to you, because His will was done through His Son. And so when you see what Jesus did, it's as if Jesus is speaking to you. Hebrews, I'm just going to read it to you. Hebrews 1, 1 and 2. I'll turn over there. You can take time to turn there if you want. Go ahead. Hebrews 1. Hebrews 2, verse 1. No, 1, verses 1 and 2. Hebrews 1:1. It says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, but has in these last days spoken to us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds. So verse 2, has in these last days spoken to us by His Son. That's Jesus. So He's spoken to us by His Son. He is speaking to us by His Son. Jesus is the Word. And when you read the Word, it's God speaking to you. That's why it's important to read our Bibles. People say, well, I can't hear God. Well, open your Bible. Start reading your Bible. Well, I don't feel like it. Well, that's when you need to read your Bible the most. I don't feel like it. Well, then your flesh needs to get under. We need to tell our flesh, shut up. I'm going to read the Bible. Why? Because that's God speaking to me. I can hear the voice of God directly. Read it out loud if you have to. Know that that is God speaking to you. His Word is alive. It doesn't go out of date. It doesn't lose its power. It is God speaking to us. If Jesus is God speaking to us, what is God saying? Is God saying it is not His will to heal, or that it's His will to only heal a few? If God is speaking to us, and if Jesus is God speaking to us, is He saying, well, healing's passed away? Is He saying healing is only for a few people? No. Is He saying, He doesn't heal, period? No, God reveals in His Word that He never changes. In other words, whatever He has done for anyone else, He will do for each of us. I'm going to say that again. Whatever He has done for anyone else, He will do for each of us if we will take Him at His Word and trust Him. Did you get it? God does not play favorites. Anything that we see in the Word that is His will and that He's done for someone, it's His will to do it for you. But there's... Now listen, we have a part to play. Now some people don't like that. They say, well, it's all Jesus. But if it were all Jesus, don't you think everybody would be saved? Hmm? Let's come back to that. Look at Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Matthew 7, verse 7. Oh boy. I only got a couple of minutes. I can't. There's several things here. Let's just read this. Matthew 7, 7. And I'll leave you with a thought. Ask and it will be given to you. Ask and what? It what? It will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And he who seeks finds. And to him who knocks it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if his son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask Him? Is God as nice to His children as earthly parents, good earthly parents are to theirs? Should be. I would hope He'd be better. So, too many things to say. We'll have to pick up there, but just think about it. Just think about it and go out of here thinking about it. We read that God's Word is His will. We saw Jesus, what He did. And we just saw that, hey, if earthly parents, humans that have only been on the earth so long, that are limited, if they do good things for their children, how much will God do the same? Is He somehow, just think of how parents treat their children. I'm talking about good parents. What they would do in different situations. And then ask yourself, would God do any less? And I'll just leave you with this thought. Think about if a parent had a child that is hurting in any way. Anything from, you know, having a headache to something more serious. Would that parent do something about it if they could? And do we think God is not at least as good as parents, natural parents? Huh? Just think about that. And meditate on it. He's a whole lot better than the best parent on the earth. He's willing. He's willing. He's more willing than parents are.